Hello, my listeners. Allow me to afford you an experiment in philosophical juggling. As you know, the knowledge of ancient wisdom comes through the filter of later authors, philosophers, historians, etc. And if it weren't for them, we would be totally ignorant of anything that happened before, 1900, 1800 AD, or whatever. For example, a large part of what we know about ancient and classical Greek culture comes through Alexander the Great's perpetuation of this culture to other conquered societies. Now, I want you to be aware that I am only focusing on ancient Greek society as but one example of all other ancient societies and what knowledge we do have of them, which comes from other people in later times, for the most part, who have kept some sort of knowledge or wisdom to impart to future generations, albeit maybe very, very slim and very few clues to give us an idea of how these people thought and lived. So, I ask each of you, as a particular example, what do you know of ancient Greek culture? So, take what you know and pretend that what you know is the only thing that remains after, say, a nuclear holocaust. Let us surmise that 500, 800, 1200 years from now, after the world is mostly destroyed by a nuclear holocaust with certain remnants of our civilization, leaves us with a bare remnant of ancient Greek culture. In fact, let us say that what I mean is, let us pretend that everything prior to the nuclear holocaust has been erased except for the records of one individual. How this happened is not important, but let us just assume that you are the only person they have knowledge of before this horrible holocaust, and by which they can put together, piece together, whatever happened before this holocaust, including how people thought and lived, etc. So, I want you to conjecture. Under the assumed presumption that whatever knowledge I have of ancient Greek culture comes only through what remnants they have of one individual and his or her writings, and that is you. There is no other surviving pre-Holocaust remnant of anything that went on except what they dug up, archaeologically speaking, and found your records, your writings, your voice, and nobody else's, absolutely no one else's, except you. Ergo, they have no knowledge of ancient Greek culture except what you may have included in your writings, in your teachings, in your whatever. So, I ask you, how will they view ancient Greek culture when it can only exclusively be discovered through whatever remnants left behind by you only? By whatever reference you have given to Greek culture, whatever you have written. Maybe you are a scholar of Greek culture, and thank God for that. They have a lot more knowledge than they would by other people who maybe refer to the ancient Greek society once in a while, here and there. So I'd like you to think, what if the world were entirely blown up and 500, 800, 1200 years from now, archaeologists dig up some kind of information about the pre-nuclear holocaust, but the only information they've dug up, the only remaining information they dug up is what you have left behind. So, what have you left behind that has anything to do with ancient or classical Greek culture? Because that is all they have to go on what they understand about the ancient Greeks. Perhaps, and most likely, they will have an extremely distorted and narrow understanding of the classical and ancient Greeks, thanks to what little remnants you have left behind of that topic. Or if they're really lucky, their remnants will be of a Greek expert, which will help them see this ancient past and enlighten them with that wisdom to help live in a better world now. But using knowledge of ancient Greeks is only an example of what I intend. What about all other important topics, historical, scientific, and otherwise, that may be left behind as remnants post-nuclear holocaust? But I want you to think about this. If a distant future society, through the archaeologists, had no knowledge of the past except through what was remaining in evidence, which is your records and only your records, what would they be able to understand about the ancient Greeks? Thank you very much.